The Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. The PGA Tour is in Memphis, Tennessee at the St. Jude Classic. 7,239-yard par 70 TPC Southwind Track. And after three rounds of play, Brian Gay leads at 14 under par. Rounds of 64 and then bookend 66s on Friday and Saturday has him at 14 under, 196 aggregate after three rounds of play. Bryce Mulder, solo second at minus 13. Robert Allenby, a Jupiter resident, is solo third at 11 under par, three shots back of Gay. That's your final threesome today. Of course, they've been going off as threesomes all week long because of the rain there in Tennessee. Paul Guidos is in solo fourth at 10 under par. Then you've got three men tied for fifth at minus nine. Heath Slocum, Vaughn Taylor, and Woody Austin all at 9 under par, 201, five shots back. Bob Estes and David Toms are both at 8 under par. Then you've got Ben Crane, Frederick Jakobsen, another Jupiter resident, Rich Beam, and Guy Burros, who has only had two top tens in the last decade on the PGA Tour. Guy Burros playing this week, along with the boss of the Moss, Lauren Roberts. Of course, both those men have ties to this tournament and the Memphis area, so special for their weeks playing when they don't usually play on the PGA Tour. All Burros, Crane, Jakobsen, and Beam are all at 7 under par. But Pat, after three rounds of play, Ben Gay, Brian Gay, who is Brian Gay. Yeah, how do I get that name wrong? He's a University of Florida Gator, as am I. But Brian Gay playing awfully well this year. He had the victory at Harbortown, and you know, perhaps the most impressive tournament of the year on the PGA Tour. Guy wins by 10 strokes at Harbortown. That's his second victory on the PGA Tour. He also won at Mayacoba last year down in Mexico. If he gets it done today, three wins for him in the last 2 years, that would also qualify him for the U.S. Open.
I mean, he's like Tiger Woods light in a way. You know, when he took that lead at Harbortown, I don't know if you or I picked him in that tournament, and he ended up winning the thing. He had like a three-shot lead. I think he won it by 10. So played a spectacular final round there to increase his lead, which is very rare on the PGA Tour, especially with guys that, you know, haven't had a lot of success. And you know, Brian had won a couple times prior there too, but nonetheless, didn't seem like he had that kind of a track record. But that takes a special mentality to not only win a tournament, but to be able to build on a three-round lead like he did, especially in a spectacular way like that. So, you know, Tiger does that every once in a while, but really there aren't many guys that do that. So I would look for Brian to possibly do the same thing today. That's something you can build on, you know, from that experience at Harbortown today. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. He had a bogey the last hole yesterday, which might give him a little bit more incentive to even play better today. So I would look for Brian to play pretty good today, too.
He bogeyed 18 yesterday. He bogeyed both 17 and 18 on Friday. He's four over par through three rounds of play in the last two holes. So if he comes to those final couple holes today with a couple-shot lead, it's not yet over because he's had some problems. He comes into today's final round with a one-shot lead over Bryce Mulder. Story about Bryce a couple years ago when he first made it onto the PGA Tour. He, of course, is a Georgia Tech product and was born without a pectoral muscle on his left side, has one hand smaller than the other. He's overcome those physical setbacks with some surgeries throughout his life and playing well and looking for his first PGA Tour win today. And then you got Robert Allenby, Jupiter resident, also in that final threesome. Over 200 PGA Tour starts since his last victory on the PGA Tour in 2001. He lost in a playoff to Justin Leonard last year at this very tournament. Pat, we keep talking about it. He's knocking on the door countless times over the last few years, including here locally at the Honda Classic. Couple of second-place finishes and a third-place finish over the last handful of years for Robert right here at the Honda. Not much longer before he wins again for the first time in what now is 8 years since his last victory.
Well, number one in driving accuracy, number one in ball striking. It always comes down, as it does most of the time on the PGA Tour, to putting. And I watched some of his round on Friday, I believe, Russ. And I mean, he's making good putts, like just balls going like halfway down the hole, spinning out. I'm really surprised that Robert's been able to hold his composure because he had so many putts. It seemed just when I was watching him, you know, just missing so many putts. Yesterday he had like a four-footer, just looked like a straight putt and pulled it just slightly, and I thought he was going to explode. But his thing is just like a lot of these guys, Sergio or VJ,
right?
You know, they can ball strike, but man, if they can't get the ball in the hole, it just seems like they're you know, they're wasting that effort. And that's got to lead to some huge frustration on the part of a guy like Robert Allenby, who, you know he wants to win. We've had him on the show before. He's got a burning desire to win. And for him, a guy like that to go this long without winning is incomprehensible.
He's too good of a player. And as you mentioned, the putter is the thing that's holding him back. He's switched a couple weeks ago to a heavier putter, and that's helping him. He's made some more putts this week, but as you mentioned, yesterday especially, he missed a ton of putts yesterday. And after the round, he talked a little bit about frustration because he was playing with Brian Gay. He was paired with Brian Gay yesterday, and Gay is one of the best putters on tour, and he made a bunch of stuff yesterday. So a little frustrating for Robert seeing Brian make all these putts and having him lip a lot of them out. Couple of more notes on the leaderboard. First of all, two guys in action for the first time this week in a long time. Phil Mickelson, who last time we saw him was a month ago at the Players' Championship. We know the story about his wife, Amy, diagnosed with breast cancer. He makes the cut this week. Rounds of 68, 70, and 68 has him at 4 under par, 206. 10 shots back going into today's final round. And then John Daly. John Daly, first tournament on the PGA Tour in 6 months because of the suspension. He's been playing over in Europe the last few weeks. He makes the cut as well this week on the number. Even par was the cut number this week. Rounds of 72, 68, and then a one over par round of 71 yesterday has him at one over for the week. So Phil Mickelson, John Daly, both making the cut this week after a hiatus.
Yeah, it's good to see both those guys out there for different reasons. Phil, like you said, with what he's going through with his wife and cancer, and Phil, you know, when they do interviews with him and stuff for us, I don't know if you pick up on it, but he doesn't seem to be completely understandable, but you know, he still seems very fragile to me mentally at this point. I'm glad to see him out there trying to play, but I gotta wonder, the concentration part of golf, which is so key with these guys at this level, especially when you get into a U.S. Open situation, how competitive he's going to be able to be next week. And then right. John Daly, the mental aspect on a completely different plane with him. Right. He's out there. I love the pants. I love, the fact that he's, as he said, cheated and lost weight with a stomach stapling or whatever he did. But he shaved his head. John goes through these periods where, he'll grow his hair a little long and then he'll shave his head. And he's out there, with the sunglasses on and he's obviously lost some weight in his face too. And he almost looks like a different person. He looks, and I'm not saying he looks better. He just looks different.
And he's still very overweight though. He's lost 65 pounds, so he looks a lot more svelte out there than Guy Burrows, who looks like he's got a kid stuck in his shirt or something. But John Daly could definitely still stand to lose about 50 pounds.
And I think he acknowledges that, but it just you just don't know what's going on in John's head and potentially when he's going to explode again and do something crazy. But it is good to see both those guys out right there for different circumstances.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. This is our Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Real quickly before we break, LPGA Tour in action this weekend as well. Their second major of the year, McDonald's LPGA Championship in Havre de Grace, Maryland, 6,641 yard par 72 Bully Rock Golf Course in Maryland, a Pete Dye design, and they've been suspended before three rounds. Still eight players on the course will finish their third round today because of rain, and the suspended leaderboard looks like this. Swedish rookie Anna Nordqvist is leading at 10 under par. She is through 15 holes on her third round. Lindsey Wright solo second at minus 9, just one shot back. She is also through 15 holes. Na Yan Choi is at 8 under par through 17 holes. Ji Young Park is really, I guess, technically the clubhouse leader. Through three rounds of golf, she is at 7 under par, three shots back of Nordqvist, who still has three holes to play. Two-way tie for fifth, G.I. Shin and Christy McPherson are both at 6 under par. And then you've got a five-way tie for seventh at minus 5, including Angela Stanford, Stacey Lewis, and Nicole Castrale. Nicole Castrale was your second round leader, and she kind of backed up a little bit on her third round. But Pat, we've got a Swedish rookie, Anna Nordqvist, leading almost through three rounds of play. And if she gets into the clubhouse still leading with that one-shot lead over Lindsey Wright, you take a look at this leaderboard, not a lot of pedigree behind her. Na Yan Choi, Ji Young Park, G.I. Shin, I guess, would be the only major winner on there. She won the Women's British Open last year, as well as the ADT Championship. But players like Lorena Ochoa, Christy Kerr, Paula Kramer, they're really ways down on the leaderboard.
In a weird way, Russ, I think the delay will help Norquist, because she'll get out there early today. She'll get to play, what, three holes, four holes, you know, maybe work out some of the nerves. And like you said, if she can get through those three or four holes without too much damage, and in fact, maybe even build on her lead, take a little break and then start the fourth round, I think that will help her mentally rather than just starting a fresh 18 in a weird way. She's obviously young. She hasn't won before, but at the same time, I think, you know, in a way, having those three, four holes to start and get her mind and get her game going and then take a little break and not have to sleep on a lead or any of that kind of stuff might help her. And as you said, no pedigree really behind her, so it's not like you expect to see somebody shoot some ridiculous number, post it, and then have her have to worry about that. So she's in good shape if she can control her nerves.
All right, more on the LPGA Championship just about 1 hour from now. USA Today golf writer Steve DiMeglio will be joining us live from Maryland to discuss in further detail this leaderboard. And that's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.